Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Okay, today we're going to talk about how your body works to thrive in our world. And believe me, the spread of ignorance and insanity is rampant. So let's cut through the crap and tell you exactly that you are designed to live here. You are thousands and thousands of generations old. You're made in the image and likeness of God. So, but remember, we are educated by TV and the public. Now, figure 500 years ago, they thought they knew everything. I mean, the absolute experts on the planet would have told you the world was flat. They would have told you that germs come from sin and evil spirits, and that a good shot of mercury and a good bleeding every now and then would keep you healthy. We know that that's crazy. Well, guess what? We have not progressed. Now, we're going to cover this and other parts of the subject tonight at our talk, and it's going to be on Dr. B VIP. So please, thank you for supporting that and get on there. It's only a couple of bucks a month, but this way, at least you can get the information and share this, because we are going to be hitting hot and heavy at how your body works to adapt to the environment. And also, too, please support Extreme Health Academy. I just spent about 4 hours working yesterday, Monday, on answering a huge number of questions on there. So do what you can to support literally the resistance. Now, let's look at the health of your body. So when you look at how disease progresses, does disease affect everyone? Well, not according to the CDC. So it looks like, now let's just talk about infectious disease. We can call it about the Voldemort virus, because I used that last week and it seemed to work. The censorship group actually let it play. So if you look at how viruses are transferred, typically, and this is what the panic is that one person catches it, you know, from an event. Okay, and then he spreads it to another people, and then they spread it to more, and they spread it to more, and then soon the hospitals are overwhelmed. And well, all of that is a bizarre fantasy. It's some type of movie. Because when you look at this, you're assuming that 100% of the population is susceptible. And we know, according to the Voldemort virus, that if you're 70 years old or younger, and you don't have any comorbid conditions, you have a 99.5% chance of not having any issue. If you're below 40 with no comorbid conditions, you have a 99.99% chance of never having an issue. If you're a kid, it's virtually 100%, okay, so that you're not going to have an issue. So how does this work? When they talk about RO factor, and that's the infectivity nature of it, so what do viruses actually do? First, you have to have a susceptible. What's that? That's somebody with a weakened immune system. According to the CDC, the people that are having the most problem with this have 3.8 comorbid conditions. And that means that they've had type 2 diabetes, chemotherapy, cancer, something. Now, remember, RNA or DNA viruses replicate utilizing the host RNA or DNA. And this is why one person can infect thousands. One person infects another person. That person that has to use their RNA or DNA to replicate, and then they can infect somebody else who's also susceptible. After that, the virus has changed so much, it can't infect anyone else. So, what data do we have to suggest this? Well, we have the Diamond Princess, and that was way last year before the insane takeover of our world. And this was published in, Certificate for Mathematical Modeling of Infectious Diseases. It's the CMMID repository. And talking about the Diamond Princess, you got 3,711 people on here. 712 got infected. And this is a cruise ship with some seriously old people on there. I mean, it had between 70 and 89, you're talking about 1,200 people on this boat. Now, out of that age group, the 70 to 79 age group, six people died. The 80 and 89 age group, one person died. So when we're looking at this, we're looking at, you're talking 1,200 people and seven people died, which is a lot, and it's a challenge for those seven people. But when you look at the 3,711 people that died, that were on the ship, and only seven people, and they were the older people, and they were the people that were taking ACE inhibitors and had two or three comorbid conditions, and then also doing a check to see who got infected, there were 712, or about 19% of the ship. Once 19% got infected, the infectious rate stopped. So now, you know, when you're looking at this, you think, well, God, it was no worse than the flu. And this was back in January of last year. So we know that the flu, colds, viruses, all this stuff, it only affects people who are susceptible, not healthy people. There are not healthy people dying. Now, what kind of data do we have of this? Well, we know, and this was out of public health in 2010. They did a study, and this is circa 1918. And they, you know, this was in the pandemic of, you know, right after World War I. So, you know, we know that the population was sick, stressed out, and starving. They took 100 Navy volunteers who had no history of influenza, and they went through and they swabbed their noses. They had people spitting in cups, and they put that mucus in their nose, rubbed it in their eyes, down their throat. Nobody got sick. Then they had a group go in and talk to people that were in these isolation wards, and they had them cough and sneeze and spit on them. Nobody got sick. And it's interesting because the guy that ran the study was named Rossinow. He, quote, he was clearly puzzled and cautioned against drawing conclusions from negative results. We entered the outbreak with a notion that we knew the cause of disease and were quite sure we knew how it was transmitted from person to person. Perhaps if we learned anything, it's not that we're not quite sure about what we know about the disease. Brilliant. A doctor actually admitting that he doesn't know something. Yeah, try that with a Fauci. It doesn't really work. And so what is it? If germs don't cause disease, if the terrain or the health of the individual does, then should we be scared and isolating and separating people from a disease? Or should we be strengthening the immune system? Oh, gee, that's a thought. How about strengthening the immune system? And this argument's been going on for a long time, even without the socialist criminal intervention that our governments are doing. So germ versus immune system. We have Louis Pasteur and Antoine Beauchamp. Now, Beauchamp was brilliant. He felt that it was more the terrain or the health of the individual. Now, based on things like the Diamond Princess, based on facts and stats that not the propaganda by CNN, but I mean facts and stats which are going on with our population. The people that are dying, because there wasn't an increase in deaths in 2020 in America, the people that are dying of their susceptibles. So what viruses do, it literally cleans up dead tissue. I mean, even if we look way back in history, and I'm talking back, 10, 15 years ago, where people can't even remember, The rate of disease versus the rate of infectivity. I mean, if you just take chickenpox, and chickenpox before, or measles. Measles is like the scary one for everyone. There were 4 million cases of measles in 1963 before they developed the measles shot. And out of those 4 million cases, 400 died. Now, you might say, I mean, it's literally they had a fatality or harm rate, and they, out of not the, just the cases, they had around 18 million people, so 18 million kids under 18, and 400 deaths. So that's about a death of one in 500,000. So that's similar to, God, not even traffic accidents back then. But it's so it's really, really rare, similar to getting struck by lightning. So what the panic? What? Why is this going on? Now, this one article, and I really, really like it, out of the International Journal of Vaccine and Vaccination. The title of the article is Who Had Their Finger on the Magic of Life? Antoine Beauchamp and Louis Pasteur. And I got to read this. Quote, there is no medical doctrine as potentially dangerous as a partial truth implemented as the whole truth. Any medical profession, bioscientist, healthcare practitioner, or layperson for that matter, who wishes to gain insight into the origins and nature of infectious and chronic diseases against a backdrop of a marvelous view of the process of life must consider Beauchamp. Absolutely. Because when you look at viruses, viruses literally are not a living organism. They are a well-organized molecular parasite that utilizes host RNA or DNA to replicate. That's why they don't attack healthy people. And what's interesting with this is you have to have a weakened immune system. So do viruses have a purpose? Absolutely they do. And in fact, 45% of your DNA is viral, and that is huge if you understand that viruses clean up dead tissue. They have a purpose. They go after not just susceptible people, but people who have a tissue production problem. So in order for us to keep healthy on this planet, we have to get production of our tissue healthy. Does that make sense? So if you build cells faster than you break down, that's called health. If you break down faster than you build cells, that's called illness. Now, we're there's a couple of things. I'm flipping through my talk tonight, the slides, and there's a lot of things that I can't talk about. Like one of it, if anything you do, so if disease is actually a tissue production problem. If viruses attack people with tissue production problems, so anything you do that weakens your immune system is going to make you more predisposed to viral funguses or diseases, such as putting a mask on, which decreases oxygen. It causes you to rebreathe in your own waste products. It literally weakens your immune system. Here's the World Health Organization, and this is April 6, 2020. Quote, however, there is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community settings, including universal and community masking, can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. That's what they actually say. And then we can go into lockdowns, all this other stuff. Realize that in our society, there is physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Physical, chemical, and emotional. And we are at the height of that. So strengthening your immune system is going to be the key. You strengthen your immune system, then your body will be okay. So now listening to the brilliant healthcare practitioners that are out there, like the Fauci's and, you know, masking our children and injecting our children, and knowing that the current vaccine for COVID, according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, just about the only system they have for recording injuries from vaccine, this vaccine in the first 6-7 months has killed more people than the 10 years of vaccines deaths reported. So in the first 6 months, it's killed more people than vaccines have killed in 10 years. And this is only about 1% of the injuries, according to Harvard. So let's look at the Origins, and now this is interesting. Here's the title of this article, Origins and Evolution of Western Diet, Basis for the Epidemiology of Chronic Diseases. Quote, many of the diseases associated with contemporary Western populations and spreading across the globe have arisen through discordance between our ancient genetically influenced biology and the dietary, cultural, and physical activity patterns of modern society. Obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, dyslipidemias, that's cholesterol things, inflammatory autoimmune diseases, cancers, all of these things are diet-related. Now, last week we talked about stress, how stress is a big one, physical, chemical, and emotional stress. And if you're drugging symptoms, not fixing the problem, that's going to be a big deal. Even the Journal of the American Medical Association, in 1998, they said 106,000 people a year die from the right drug at the right time in the right dosage. Of course, more recently, they say now 128,000 are dying. And it's going to be increasing because if you're getting the vaccine passport and you realize which direction society is going, I got to tell you, you're going to have forced medications too because the first two shots aren't working. They know that in Israel. So they're going to go out with a third booster, and the third booster is for a variant that the first two isn't going to work with. And then they have just came out with a medication to handle some of the side effects of those. So we're looking at in the next few weeks to months, you're looking at significant increase in hospitalizations and death rates. And this has been done before, where even though it's the vaccine causing it, it's stress, there's a lot of other diseases or conditions that weaken the body's immune system response, that, of course, the anti-vaxxers are going to get blamed. And, we are now in a segregated, controlled society. So what do we do to help ourselves? Well, one, if you're taking medications to deal with symptoms, that's insane. Nobody is suffering from medication deficiency syndrome, and you're actually looking at how your body's responded to stress. So non-steroidal anti-inflammatories create nutrient deficiencies. We know statins damage gut function. We know antacid medications literally cause brain damage, hip fractures, everything else. So what can we do? How do we get ourselves healthy? Let's look at how your body works. You have a digestive system. And this means that you have to take in nutrients and break down those nutrients. You literally have to break the proteins to amino acids, fats to fatty acids, and carbohydrates to usable sugars. When you're in a stressed state, you can't do that. Okay, you're not going to be strengthening your immune system. Guess what masks, guess what the constant bombardment of TV is getting you? You're getting a chronic stress state. Now, this is when you're in a sympathetic dominant or stress state. And remember, you've got the automatic nervous system. One part is the fight or flight that keeps you alive under stress. That's called the sympathetics. The other part regenerates the tissue, and that's the rest, digest, or repair, or the parasympathetics. Now, your gut, it's called the enteric nervous system. Now, this is the second brain, consisting of sheaths of neurons embedded in the walls of the long tube of our gut, which contains over 100 million neurons, more than either the spinal cord or the peripheral nervous system. This is the second brain. Now, 90% of the vagus nerve carries sensory input from that intestinal tract up to the brain. So this means that when you're looking at how your brain responds to the environment, 90% of the stuff is coming from the gut. Now, if you're in a stress state, you've got decreased nerve supply to the gut, so you're just in survival mode. Now, so how do we strengthen the immune system? Well, we have to look at how your body regenerates. So it's literally, if you're in a chronic state of stress, and this is how you can identify it, how many bowel movements a day do you have? Well, if you say, 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, everything works good, I feel fantastic. How do you sleep? Well, I wake up refreshed, I have tons of energy, I never get up to pee, you know, fantastic. Okay, positive mental attitude or anxiety. Oh, man, I feel great every day. Okay, so that's looking at the physical, chemical, and emotional stress load. In crazy world, which is where we are, we have a medical system where the doctors are pharmaceutically trained. They're trained to diagnose a disease, to give a drug for a symptom, and then if you have side effects of that drug, give you a new different drug or give you a drug to deal with those symptoms. That's exactly what they're doing with the shot. They're coming out with a COVID drug to help with some of the symptoms like blood clotting from the shot. I know it makes sense to me too. We give you a shot that's experimental, that's never been used in humans before, that had 100% death rate in the animal studies. And if you look at the humanized mice that they use to inject that, the new mRNA technology, the mice died at the human equivalent of 2 years. So, you know, look for the next couple of years to be very, very dicey. Now, so what do we do to strengthen our immune system? One, look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stress load. You do not need to be afraid of viruses. You don't need to be afraid of your environment. You do need to be concerned at what you put in your body. And I mean you put in your stomach, you put in your brain. Okay, remember, you've got two wolves fighting inside of you, one evil, one good. And as the legend goes, the one that wins the battle for your soul is the one you feed. So let's feed joy. Let's feed organic plant-based diet. Let's get good exercise. That means every day you're moving, changing the sleep patterns. So if your body is building cells faster than you're breaking them down, this is called health. If you're breaking cells down faster than you're building, that's called dis-ease. So realize that you've got 80% of your immune system in your gut, and this is the most important area. So that means anything you put in your mouth, if man makes it, you don't put it in there. So you're talking whole food, organic, delicious. And this is going to allow your body to have the raw materials to regenerate tissue. And again, think of the Diamond Princess. If you want to panic, if you want to go wild and think, oh, my God, the sky is falling. I'm so scared of viruses and the variants and everything else. Yeah, there's hundreds of variants. There's thousands of variants of coronaviruses, of flu viruses, of enteric viruses. There's thousands of viruses out there. All of these viruses, 45% of your DNA is viral. So you are designed to live here. You do not need to be afraid of our environment. Now, the second half of our talk tonight, and we're going to talk about dealing with the physical, chemical, and emotional stress, here's something dangerous. This is out of LifeSite News. Now, this is, and this was just a few weeks ago. A pregnant mom, or a mom that's nursing to her child, get a six-week-old baby breastfeeding. The baby died of blood clots. Now, this is extremely rare because children, breastfeeding children, are not going to die of blood clots. But the mom got the Pfizer vaccine, and the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System stated a six-week-old breastfeeding baby became inextricably ill with a high fever after his mother received the COVID-19, and he died weeks later with blood clots and severely inflamed arteries. Now, think of this. The babies are not at risk of this disease. okay, normal healthy kids, and you're breastfeeding, and there's no data to indicate that breastfeeding is safe for this shot. And they have just approved this shot. Now, the problem with the good thing about the approval is that they have to put the ingredients, what's in the shot. And the good thing about the approval is there's going to be a list of the effects that you can have, and like the death of a baby. But what they're going to put in there is there's no data for breastfeeding. And so then we have the brainwashed medical system that forces pregnant women to get the shot, which you're talking 100% increase in spontaneous abortions, miscarriages, and now it looks like breastfeeding as well is dangerous. To take an experimental shot that in the animal studies had 100% death rate. So do not get the shot. If you have gotten the shot, if you're forced to get it, if you were coerced to get it in order to travel or to keep your job, there's some things you can do in order to maintain the integrity of the blood, and that's a tough one. Only because when we're looking at the blood, and I look at it on live blood cell analysis, we are seeing horrific, I mean, blood clotting, we're seeing fiber information. It is horrible. And the problem with this is blood has a function. It brings oxygen to the tissue, and the brain, that little 3-pound brain, burns 90% of the body's oxygen. So we're looking at a challenge here with, if you're getting the shot, your body is literally creating spike proteins, which can damage arteries, it can damage the brain, it can cross the blood-brain barrier. It has a myriad of effects, some of which are in fertility, but it's also in how your body transfers nutrients. So, avoid, delay, do everything you can. There's a couple of exemptions for the shot. One of them is a religious exemption, which I really, really recommend. I mean, if you believe that your body is built in the image and likeness of God, if you think that you're designed to live on this planet, that you're more energy than matter, and then you do not need to explain what religion it is. You don't need to answer any questions about that. Bam, you just put it down. Now, this Thursday at our office, because if you're comfortable with government control of your life, if you're happy living in a more socialist-type, communist-type environment, and if you want to go along with the Great Reset and the World Order, where you will own nothing but you will be happy, okay, that means that's a master-slave relationship. If you want to go towards that, beautiful. God bless you. If you want to be protected by the Constitution, which limits the power of government, if you want to have rights that are given to you by your Creator, and I mean in inalienable rights, rights that cannot be separated from you, like the right of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, if you think these rights are important for your survival on this planet, and they were given to you not by the government, they're not privileges, they can't be taken away, they are rights that you were born with, okay, from the God that built you. This Thursday we're doing a registration to change your status from U.S. citizen to American citizen so we can literally take back our world. That means taking back our world. That means no one can tell you to not go grocery shopping. They're not going to limit your travel. They're not going to force you to get a medical procedure without informed consent. You will be an independent human being. You are going to have a chance at commerce. You're going to live your life the way you're supposed to live it, free, independent. And right now, if you are curious, this is a spiritual warfare going on. So just like Lincoln did, sometimes he had no place to go but to his knees. So that meant kneeling down and praying is a good idea. Develop a good relationship with God. realize that you're made in the image and likeness of God, and you can actually rebuild your body every day. And that's without any chemicals man-made. You are actually designed to live here. We're going to have this and a lot more information tonight. This is Dr. John Bergman. God bless you, and I love you.